Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on Staros Entertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that are tuned in to my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. I'm always grateful and appreciative on all you guys' listenership. I have a great show for you guys today. If you're the cool hip-hop artists, trappers, actors, writers, we have a dear friend from the carpet, Chef Sean, coming to the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starrosentertainment.tv. That's www.starrosentertainment.tv. Also, if you like the songs we're going to be playing, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. But if you really like the songs, obviously you go and hit up the artist. And, or if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our guest of the hour, Chef Sean, go to our Facebook page over at Star Wars Entertainment over on Facebook. Check out our in-studio guest photos. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, on formerly known as Twitter. That's on X. And then thanks to the hacker there, Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then that's T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N-N Official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads. Tyrone Tan Official over on Threads. And then if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. Okay, so what we're going to do, we want to just bring in this guest in, but what I want to do is do a quick review on something. Normally, we have my guest co-host of the hour come on, but they're off actually working on a project at the moment. So we just want to say thank you to all the awesome, great guest co-hosts we've had on through the seasons. It's always great and fun to have a lot of friends over on this on the program. But what I want to do, I'm going to talk about this cool movie that I actually got to see really quickly. I'll do a quick review on it. And, I just saw it last night. Actually, it was a special screening. And it's about to be coming out. And I thought I'd just talk a little bit about it. And, it was really cool. Actually, a friend of mine told me about it. It's called Los Frikis. It's a foreign film, let me tell you that it's the guy that did that actually did the movie with Shia LaBeouf, and it was the Peanut Butter Falcon. It's actually shot, I believe it was in Cuba. Well, I don't know if it was shot, it took place like in Cuba, but I'm gonna do a quick review on it. I'm kind of getting tongue-tied about it because it was kind of overwhelming in a good way when I checked this out. So it's called Los Frikis. It's coming out December 20th. Thanks to IMDb. Here's a little quick synopsis. Los Frikis, rated R. Here's a little quick synopsis. Inspired by true events, Los Frikis is a coming-of-age story set in the early 90s Cuba, where a group of punk rockers in search of freedom deliberately inject HIV to live at a government-run treatment home so they could create their own utopia. Directed by Tyler Nielsen, Michael Schwartz, and starring Hector Medina, Eros de la Puente, Adria Arjona, and a plethora of other great talent that are in this movie. And a lot of them were actually, people from Cuba that they hired, I believe. But it was a really fascinating movie. I really liked it. It was in a foreign language, pretty much all subtitled, but you could follow along. I think most of the audience pretty much loved this movie. I got to see, like I said, it was an advanced screening last night from a dear friend of mine that recommended me to go check it out. And I wanted to quick do a great movie review really quick. So again, it's coming out. It's called Los Frikis. It is, I believe, coming out in the limited and select theaters December 20th, so check it out. Follow them. Again, it's Los Frikis, L-O-S-F-R-I-K-I-S. And it's going to be, it's a cool drama movie. It's very, very, I don't know, the acting was great. Just directing was great. Everything about it, I really liked. It was very captivated by. So again, that's Los Frikis. Check it out. All right, so without further ado, we're going to be bringing in my guest of the hour. And actually, it's kind of cool because I've been talking about this guy for a while. You know, we run into each other on the carpets, on the red carpets. He's always been cool, always been a sweet person and a sweet human being. And we have a mutual dear friend, a publicist friend. I'm going to say what's up to Akele, out there, and Kelly, who actually didn't realize that this was her client, and she talked about really positive about him. And I said, hey, wait, I know Sean, Chef Sean. And I said, yeah, we should bring him on. So I'm just going to bring him on. And again, it's been a long-awaited kind of thing to have him into the studio. And like I said, I want to, debut some of his songs over here on the show and then get to know a little bit more about Chef Sean. Again, always a gentleman on the carpets, always cool, just a cool guy. So I'm just going to bring him in. So without further ado, I think I bring him in. He's kind of like, in my eyes, I want to bring him in a royalty style. So I thought I'd just bring him in on kind of like since the movie Gladiator 2 is coming out, I thought we'd bring him in on like a chariot, make him feel kind of special. And then, so I thought I should bring him in that fashion. And so I'm just going to, open the door right there and press the button and whistle in the horses. So on the count of three, we're going to bring in, he's a trapper, hip-hop artist, writer, actor. On the count of three, I'm going to bring him in. Uh-oh. Here he comes. On the chariot. With the horses. Gladiator style. Coming now. Look at all the fans out there. Signing. Taking some autographs. And taking some selfies. Waving to all the fans. They're throwing roses at him. Here he comes. Coming off the chariot. Into the studio. Walking in. Look at all that. Look at all that. All the jewelry. All that coolness. Here he is. He's a trapper. He's a hip-hop artist. He's a writer. He's an actor. But all around, he's a good, dear person and human being. Here he is, Chef Sean.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up? What's up?
Welcome, Chef Sean, to StarRoastEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
What's happening?
All right. What's up, man?
Man, appreciate you having me.
Yeah. Well, again, Chef Sean, finally here at Star Wars Entertainment, Indie100.com Radio, UBN. Welcome, my man. Finally. Well, cool, man. How you been, man?
Man, good. Can't
cool, cool. Yeah, it's been a minute since I've seen you. I think, I don't know if I've seen you. Was it anything after pandemic or before pandemic? Or I know, I've been interviewing you on the carpets for several years, but it was back and forth here or there. And then, I don't know. I'm trying to remember when I physically last saw you, though.
I don't know if you saw me, but I think we were at the same event at the film school.
Okay, wait a minute. Well,
it was recently, probably about within the last 2 months, though. But
okay, but yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe because I've been done coverage at a film school for a while. But again, I've covered some film festivals lately, but. But some of those stuff kind of blurred to me, those things. But you've always, I could just say this. Ever since day one I've met, you've always been a gentleman, and you've always been, a cool cat, so to speak. And always been polite, and always great interviews. And it was cool that, like I said, we have a mutual friend, Kelly.
Yeah. shout out Kelly K. What up,
yeah,
Kelly?
Yeah, Kelly K. Kelly Springer. Is that a lot? Yeah. Yeah. So Kelly Springer, who I asked to come out to come out today, but I guess she was too busy, too big for us. No, I'm teasing. Nah, Kelly, I love you. But anyway, so again, finally here. And so what we want to do, we want to get the audience to get to know you, if not fans already, get to know a little bit about you, hopefully get to follow you more, and then and play some of your music too.
Yeah.
All right. So well, it started with this hard-hitting question. I don't know if people talked to my people about this question. Here it goes. You got the memo? You got the memo?
No,
we want to start off with this hard-hitting question. The hard-hitting question is, were you born and raised?
Chicago.
Chicago. Yeah. Now, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be in the entertainment industry? Because I know you have several titles from, and you're going to explain to me, because we kind of talked off here about this, but the trapper term is, but you're a hip-hop artist, writer, actor, so many hats. But did you know growing up that you always wanted to be in showbiz or in entertainment?
By the time I was able to talk, I felt like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it like? When you so early age, was your family in the entertainment industry, or is that just something you just felt just by watching TV, movies, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, I just could remember all the lines to the movies I liked early. So, you know, acting was like, you know, first.
Okay. Yeah. Was there anyone that inspired you as an actor or even musician, or was it
Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy. Okay. I used to love Eddie Murphy. Ever since Beverly Hills Cop, and then I watched Raw when I probably shouldn't have, or Delirious. I remember that. And then I went to school.
I was a little young for Delirious, but Raw. I couldn't watch that when it came out. I had to watch it later.
Oh yeah, well, I had to sneak and watch it, and then I would go to school. I think it was elementary or junior high when that came out for me, and then just I was repeating it, saying the F word and all, which I don't do. But he was very, very. It was one of those funny. Yeah, but like when you're in the toilet and the water splash up, no, I would repeat all that stuff. So Eddie Murphy. And what was it about Eddie Murphy for you? What was the first introduction to you about Eddie Murphy?
Consistent, you know, making me laugh, you know. I was able to remember his lines, you know, Scarface.
Okay.
You know, Tony Montana.
Yeah.
The John Belushi Memorial Scholarship.
Oh, really?
For my school. I went to Chicago Academy for the Arts.
Yeah.
And they gave me the highest scholarship
off of
Tony Montana monologue. Yeah.
That's awesome. And how old were you at that point?
That was my freshman year going into high school.
Wow. That's awesome. So you obviously a big fan of Al Pacino?
Yeah. You know, but Tony Montana, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So now, was your family supportive with you on, you know, in going into the arts or getting into, you know, becoming an actor at first?
Oh yeah, my mother was putting me on auditions, you know, when I was seven. So.
Oh really?
Yeah. I landed my first big job at seven, eight.
Oh wow, what was
that?
Well,
that wasn't a big job. It was a Crest commercial, but my first big job was 12 maybe.
Okay, what was that? Because I was looking at your bio here. You've done so much stuff.
Yeah, I did something with Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a TV show called There Are No Children Here.
Okay.
But it wasn't a show. It was
like a movie of the week or something like that? Or,
a movie that came on, you know, Channel 7.
ABC movie of the week or something. I've done, yeah. And what was that like working with Oprah or on that project itself?
It was cool, you know. I remember, you know, just seeing her on the set here and there, trying to say certain stuff. I gave her a business card too.
Oh, you gave a business card?
Yeah. She laughed at that shit.
That's funny. Now, what about in the music? Was there anyone that inspired you in the music?
You know, I was always Michael Jackson, Tupac fan as a kid.
Okay.
You know, you know, I just was inspired about music, just period. You know, I just like it. You know, music and making movies and doing TV.
Yeah.
I get to be myself when I do my music, and you know, when I'm acting, I'm playing a role. So, you know, I get the best of both worlds, kind of. But you know, right now, buckling down, trying to get more work. You know, I just got casted for Trenches 3.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was in Trenches 2, and I guess they got me a bigger role for part 3, so I'm excited about that.
Tell the audience, can you talk about Trenches? Anything about the, you know, how you even got the first one? Was it just typical casting, or is it something that you...
Yeah, no, I got casted, somebody said they had a good role for me. I did it. I guess they liked the role and wrote me a bigger spot in part 3.
Oh, so that's awesome.
We start filming on the 3rd.
Oh, so you're going to start filming?
For part 3.
Yeah, that's awesome. Three. So but your career path was always going to be into acting first at the point? Or was it going to, did you know in the back of your head you were always going to go into music at any point?
I didn't know. I was a kid, Yeah. But I just knew it was entertainment. We're going to keep it there. Either way it went, music, acting. Should I audition for, you know, a bunch of things that, You know, some worked, some didn't.
Okay. And was there a highlight in your acting career for you as an actor that maybe you felt, oh, man, this is pretty cool. I want to do this maybe for the rest of my life kind of thing.
Yeah. I think when I did Jason's Lyric.
Oh, okay.
When I did Jason's Lyric, I got cast as Jason. So,
wow.
You know, I was able to work with some good names, you know, Forest Whitaker.
Yeah.
And I learned a few things from him. So right around then, I would say I was going to take it serious.
Now, let me ask you this, because you go by Chef Sean. And how did that name come about?
Should I cook crack?
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I get the name from, you know, just music. You know, the studio is my kitchen, you know, pretty much. Okay. So I'm chef.
No, when I first met you, I think when I was introduced to you as, this is Chef Sean, like on the carpet.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm thinking, oh, he's probably a chef. He's like, you know, that was right. When all the Gordon Ramsay shows were and all that. Yeah. So I thought, well, maybe he's, and then I find out, I think we started following each other. I was like, oh, no, he's into music. But that's actually an interesting, you know, origin story of how you got the name. So what did you go by as an actor? Was you always Chef Sean or no?
No, just my government.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask you what that title, what that name was for like actor wise or
acting wise?
Yeah.
I mean, shit, you can look up the credits on Sean Hutchinson.
Ah, okay, got it. So then when did Chef Sean kind of come about? Like, about how old were you at that point?
Shit, I was grown.
Okay. So then from the acting world, when was the thing where you got bitten by the music bug?
Shit, I was bit by the music bug early. You know, like you sing along with the songs, and then once I wrote my first rap, I was like, oh yeah, I like this. So, you know, I did it, you know, I did it for like a hobby, you know, something just, you know, it's fun to do. So, you know, I was still living life. I didn't really like super pursue it.
Yeah.
But after I moved out to LA, I put the foot on the gas.
Yeah, and because then when you like, well, obviously our mutual friend Kelly, like, how'd you guys end up meeting? Like, as a publicist for her, for you.
No, Regina Daniels.
Oh wow.
Yeah, shout out Regina Daniels. She hooked me up with Kelly.
Oh, that's awesome. But yeah, that's cool because she's good people and you're good people. And again, as soon as she brought you up, I was like, yeah, we got to have him on. So what I want to do, I want to debut one of your songs here. Tell the audience what we're going to play first. Let's say here. What you want to do?
Play that Serving the Bass.
Yeah, we'll do Serving the Bass. Yeah. Tell the audience a little bit about what inspired you to do this song and what it's about.
Well, you know, like I say, I cook crack.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, the bass is, you know, a form of it. So right now, you know, it's just a form of putting, you know, new heat out, new music. You know, the music is crap.
Got it.
The music is dope.
Okay.
You know, I'm good dope music.
So for all the listeners, so we're not playing the radio edit version.
No.
You might want to close your ears in advance if you guys are sensitive. If not, we're gonna play some cool music, and it's a hip hop song called "Serving the Bass." It does have some profanity here, so I'm giving you guys a forewarning, guys.
it's definitely some profanity in "Serving the Bass."
All right, but I wanted to give you guys that precursor. So again, I mean, listen, I just like promoting, you know, good people, good stuff, just good talents out there. But this is what it's all about: independent, 100% music, kind of here on indie100.com radio. So let's it's "Serving the Bass," and then we'll have the audience listen to it and let me guys know what you think. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But if you really like it, how could they check your music out?
You can look up Chef Sean on any, you know, on all platforms.
Okay, so
Chef Sean, CHEFSEAN.
Okay, so again, this is "Serving the Bass" by Chef Sean. Let us know, and again, we're going to talk more. And then you have any social media handles, all that kind of good stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
The social media is the real Chef Sean.
The real Chef Sean. Did someone else have Chef Sean before?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it
some dude named Chef Sean Brock?
So now you got the real story. Okay, so check him out too, and then also check out his music. Okay, so this is Serving the Bass by Chef Sean, and we'll be right back with Chef the real Chef Sean himself. Okay, again, here's Serving the Bass. Here we go.
All genres, all indie. Now listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
All right, at the clubs, right? Some of the fellas were getting ready to step away from the blackjack table at the bar, getting ready to buy like a $50 or $100 worth of sniff. I set them up in the back room with a hit of the bass, and yo, 15 minutes after leaving the club, they'd be back with two and three people with them. Man, they ain't come back for the cocaine. They came back.
Serving the bass. Serving the bass. Serving the bass. Serving the bass. I'm a gold bopper, trap of the Drake with a white bitch with a face in the plate, doing white girl, facing the eighth. Yeah, I'm out here. I'm serving the bass. 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 I'm a dope about to travel the Drake with a white bitch with a face in the plate, throwing white girl, facing the eighth. Yeah, I'm out here, I'm serving the bass. Serving the bass. I'm serving the bass. Serving the bass. Serving the bass. Serving that Barry White. It's pumping like at night. I'm spinning the wheel of fortune. I'm selling that Vanna White. Can't help but to be in jeopardy. As long as the price is right. Yeah, I had peas on the line. But I was pushing the Knicks at night. I was itching to get it right.
That's right.
Yeah, these bitches will fuck your life. Got one on the pole, one on the phone. Swear all of these hoes is all alike. They draining my pockets and sucking my soul. Which one of these hoes gon' fuck tonight? Spend money on clothes and money on hoes. But the goal is get us right. I'm money off top. She like it on top. On I like top. When it's top. I told her don't stop.
Don't stop.
I can't groove. Shit don't move. The shit ain't dope, but the shit don't drop. Serving the bass. Yeah, I'm serving the bass. Serving the bass. Serving the bass.
I'm a dope about to travel the Drake with a white bitch with a face in the plate, doing white girl, facing the eighth. Yeah, I'm out here, I'm serving the bass.
Serving the bass.
I'm
serving the bass. Serving the bass. I'm serving the bass.
I'm a dope about to travel the Drake with a white bitch with a face in the plate, doing white girl, facing the eighth. Yeah, I'm out here, I'm serving the bass.
Serving the bass. Serving the bass, serving the bass,
serving the bass.
All right, that was Serving the Bass by Chef Sean. Again, let me know what you think. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But if you really like that song, check out Chef Sean. Check out. You could go to at the real Chef Sean. That's C-H-E-F and then S-E-A-N. And then you get stuff on Spotify, correct, and all that kind of all the platforms.
All platforms.
Do you have music videos out as well?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So you go to YouTube and all that kind of good stuff?
Yeah, go to YouTube. You can. It's a bunch of them.
So for that song, like for you, what's your writing style? Like, how long does it take you to write a song? What is something like, you know, what's an average for you? I mean, obviously everything could take time. I know that a lot of sometimes it takes minutes for people. For you, is it something like you're doing something and then a song comes to you and then you write it out right away, or what's your process?
It's a vibe, man. Like the other day I went in the studio, I was there for hours, you know, but I didn't catch the vibe out.
Yeah.
I fell asleep.
Really?
Actually, okay. And woke up and I did like two songs in like 40 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, but I woke up and like the thoughts were clear. You know, I had the, you know, the juice, I guess. But, you know, sometimes if I don't like, you know, if I'm not feeling it, you know, I just wait for, you know, I wait for it to come.
And is it like... did you do any, by any chance, like, you know, I've seen movies like 8 Mile. Did you do any kind of like rap battles, stuff like that growing up or anything before your
nah,
career?
Nah, that's not my thing. But shout out K-Venom. K-Venom is probably like one of the dopest battle rappers I know. Shout out K-Venom.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, yeah, go look him up.
Now, is there anyone that you got to collaborate with in your career that you were just like in awe of, or someone that you would love to collaborate with?
I ain't never really been in awe of nobody.
Uh-huh.
I would like to do a song with Future or something, you know, Kodak, you know. But I've done songs with Jeremiah. I've done songs with Do or Die. I did songs with a bunch of Boosie, but you know, really, it's like I do my thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and whoever wants to roll with it can roll.
Now, well, how about in acting wise? Is there anyone that you'd like to work with? I know you got to work with some great people, like from Forrest Whitaker, Oprah Winfrey, that kind of stuff. Is there a list of people that you'd like to work with out there? Maybe put it out there.
Yeah, number one on the list is Denzel.
Okay.
I love to work with Denzel. Shit, your homeboy, Leonardo.
Okay.
DiCaprio, I work with him.
Yeah, he's a good guy. We would roll in my car and he would listen to some rap as well and hip hop, and so it's kind of cool. Like you said, your music is pretty cool out there.
Yeah.
So, he's a good person to want to work with as well.
Yeah.
And good human being, just like yourself, man. Yeah. Like I said, you've always been such a gentleman, man. So again, so that is Serving the Bass by Chef Sean, and we have time to actually play another one. This one's called, I believe, Shake.
Yeah, it's okay. A little bit more vulgar.
Okay, so more vulgar.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, again,
this was more, more for the strippers.
Okay, so we'll give the audience a taste again. Close your ears if you're sensitive. There's some cursing here and I guess vulgarity, but
yeah,
listen,
it's not that
yeah,
bad.
Yeah. Just a precursor to that. But again, it's all about the art and the music and just like I said, promoting just a good talent and good human beings here.
Yeah.
So again, this is
I've heard worse language in drive-thrus.
Oh no! I grew up. It's funny because growing up, give you a little bit. I was introduced at young. My music goes all the way from like N.W.A. to like Bette Midler. I go through all the gamut. So I did grow up. I was introduced. I actually was in. I got cast to do a music video with Eazy-E back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got to meet Eazy and N.W.A. And so it was kind of funny because I was young at that time.
Yeah.
And then I had to tell my mom because he invited me to go to this after party. It was it was called the Wet and Wild After Party. It was after it won this music video. And I'll still remember to this day, and I have the pictures, and I still have the Thomas Guide map he gave me or something. And I had to tell my mom, and I was like, I don't know, 16. And she was like, no, you're not going to the Wet and Wild Party. It was kind of funny at that time. But so I was introduced to rap, and I used to roll with it. Saying certain things. I've changed through the years as well, but I still like just good music in general. So again, this one is about Shake. Anything that what inspired you about this one or this kind of?
I like the ladies.
Okay. Okay, how's this?
One of the reasons I came to California, man. So
is there a type of someone out there that I could go? Okay, I know that. Is there a type of female or lady that you like, or maybe a kind of an idea that gives me an idea of what's your kind of?
What's my type?
Yeah.
Oh shit! I like them. I like them all. Shape, sizes, all that, man. You know, smell good, okay. Pretty.
Is there someone out there that let's say a celebrity figure that you're like, oh, she's someone that I would love to.
Rihanna.
Rihanna. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
Past and present. Rihanna.
Rihanna, that's good. Hey, you never, yeah. Have you got, now, how's there, is there anyone that you've gotten to meet that you were fond of and then through your career that you finally got to meet them so far for you? Is there anyone that you kind of got to meet yet?
I've got to meet them pretty good too, but we can't go on the record.
Yeah, 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 that's cool. So again, this is called Shake, again, by Chef Sean. If you like his music, again, check him out. He's on Spotify. There's stuff on YouTube, music videos, but check him out. Is there a website itself or just check out Chef Sean, the real Chef Sean on Insta?
Yeah, you can check out the real Chef Sean on Instagram, or like I said, you can YouTube or subscribe to my YouTube, subscribe to my Instagram channel, pretty much
everything.
Everything. All right. Yeah, but you type in Chef Sean on the platforms, you're going to find it.
That's awesome. Okay, so again, here is Chef Sean now with the song Shake, and we'll be back more with Chef Sean right after this.
Let's go. All genres, all indie.
Listen carefully.
The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Make your knees, touch your elbow, send it back. Don't none of my bitches need they hands to make it clap. I like a bitch to suck my dick and hold my strap. She know I'm all about my business and I trap. She see the check and these diamonds in my necklace. She take this monster like a pussy, got a death wish. I got a bitch with a degree that I play chess with. Riding naked on the E-way cause she reckless. Shake. You can move if you wanna, if you can't or don't wanna, you can skate. I throw this cake if you do that on the handstand. She put a body by the water and did a damn dance. She gave me bands, 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 bands. We ain't friends no more cause she gave me a chance. I got plans, plans just to get back in the pants. But I only wanna do it cause she text me like I can. Big moves, fuck you thought. That bitch is past tense, they thinking like a thought. Goofy niggas in the way, but I'm the rock. She make it pop for a nigga when she drop. She see the check and these diamonds in my necklace. She take this monster like a pussy, got a death wish. I got a bitch with a degree that I play chess with. Riding naked on the E-way cause she reckless. I told her, shake. You can move if you wanna. If you can't or don't wanna, you can skate. I throw this cake if you do that on the handstand. She put a body by the water and did a damn dance. Yeah, pussy feel like water. Just because I call her mama don't mean I can't fuck the daughter. I make her wait. Yeah, she waiting on me to call her. Got her waiting on a holler. See her waiting on a dollar. And I bet my last one she I might be late. She see the check and these diamonds in my necklace. She take this monster like a pussy, got a death wish. I got a bitch with a degree that I play chess with. Riding naked on the E-way cause she reckless. I told her, shake. You can move if you wanna. If you can't or don't wanna, you can skate. I throw this cake if you do that on the handstand. She put a body by the water and did a damn dance.
Me.
All right, that was Shake by Chef Sean. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. But if you really, really like that song, you know, check him out. That's at The Real Chef Sean. That's C-H-E-F and then S-E-A-N on Insta. But also you could check him out on Spotify, all the platforms, Apple YouTube, Music. All the kind of things. You got music videos out there as well. So now that you've gotten to do both, from acting to music, and then writing as well.
Man.
Is there anything else on your plate you'd like to do?
Yes, no limits, no bounds. Right now, I'm actually putting a documentary together for George Daniels.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, he's a music icon from Chicago, and it's pretty much the life and story about him. So hopefully we'll be running that through one of the, major streaming services. So we're almost done with that, actually. So we're at like color correction and getting the fine tuning.
Yeah.
So we got about a good hour worth of maybe. Is it more than an hour? About an hour, 20 minutes.
Right. Well, we got some of your boys in here. Just say what's up to them. You want to give them shout-outs?
Oh, yeah. Shout-out Brahma Bull. You know, if you know me, you know Brahma Bull help all my shit go smooth.
Okay.
We got Big Cal up in here. What up, Cal?
What up?
Yeah, but...
I know they didn't want to come on the air, but, we want to show them love that just it's cool to have moral support out here, but also I always like to feel, have my guests feel welcome as well. So yeah. I know that, I just want to at least acknowledge them in the studio here.
That's the folks right there. And, for everybody listening, go download OK Deezy. Go listen to him. One of the artists up under us, I feel like has got a very big future. So, you know, if you can, download OK Deezy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, so what's next? Are you doing any tours or anything like that, or what's next on the Chef Sean journey here?
As soon as my calendar clears up from filming,
yeah,
we're gonna set a tour together.
Awesome.
But I'm gonna run the tour after my album drops. I wanted to drop the album before the end of the year, but it's looking like the top of it. So the name of the album is called The Way Up.
The Way Up. Okay.
Yeah. So we pretty much weighing all, you know, everything is all the weight is adding up, and it's, you know, it's on the scale. So, you know, pretty much it's all on my shoulders, and I'm standing on the top of the scale, if you want to say it like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's The Way Up, not On the Way Up, but yeah. The Way Up.
Got it. So The Way Up, which would be the name of the title as of now.
The name of the
album as of now. And how many tracks do you think you're gonna have on that?
Well, Serving the Bass is the first single off the album. Which is out right now. And I've got 11. Is it 11, Roma?
10.
Awesome.
Yeah.
10 tracks.
And music videos to go with that as well? You're going to be some new music videos?
Yeah, try to give you at least 4 off the album.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah. Cool. Do you got your boys in your music videos by any chance? You know, like just kind of hanging out there, you know? do any of those cameos of your friends?
Yeah, you probably have seen them in one or two of them. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, Chef Sean, it was great to have you on finally.
Man.
And it's cool just to see your star rising as well. But you've always been, like you said, a good, humble person. It's really cool to see. You know, I like just seeing artists out there that are good, humble, sweet people. Always been respectful. I've always had pleasure interviewing you on the red carpets there, and you've always been a delight, and it's great to have you here with the studio with your friends as well. And I wish you nothing but success.
Thank you very
and
much.
So again, check him out. It's Chef Sean. It's at The Real Chef Sean over on Insta, but then on Spotify, all that kind of good stuff, all the platforms, you can go to Chef Sean. Yeah. Now, obviously, you were inspired by people such as, let's say, Eddie Murphy, people like that, and Rihanna,
Michael Jackson.
Now,
yeah, Rihanna never inspired. She inspired
someone that you ought to. She
inspired
something.
Me in other ways.
Yeah, yeah. But she's someone. But she is someone that you admire.
Yeah,
I would say.
Definitely.
But you've been inspired. This show is ultimately about inspiring others. We want to inspire those.
Yeah.
What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, maybe become a hip hop artist, a writer, an actor, or just follow their dreams in general?
Well. The first thing I would say is, if it is your dream, stick to it. You know, live your life for yourself. Don't feel like you're in like some type of box where you have to do what is being told to be done. Mm-hmm. You know, live for yourself and what's in your heart. And you know, at some point, if you work hard at it, it's going to pay off. You know, and it will. You know, and it's all at God's time.
Awesome. Well, dude, again, a pleasure. God bless you, my man. And then again, I hope to see you again on the carpets.
Yeah.
And then and again, check out his music. Again, the songs that we got to play was Serving the Bass, and then Shake. And then she's got a lot. And then he's got his album coming up called The Way Up, correct?
The Way Up.
And when do you think that might be, you know, debuting or anything? Or what's your plan? I mean, no pressure, though, but just, you know, people may want to know.
Well, like I said, the first song off the album is Serving the Bass. So I'm trying to drop immediately. So probably right after the new year.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, hopefully we'll get to see that out soon. So again, but everyone else, follow him at The Real Chef Sean and go to all those platforms, just Chef Sean over there. And again, God bless you, buddy.
No, thank you, man. God bless you, too, man. I appreciate you.
Cool. And then thank you guys for coming in, for all support.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And again, any shout-outs? You guys want to say anything? Anything?
Yeah, shout out Al Franklin.
Al won.
He wanted to be here but caught a bogus flat tire.
and we'll get a shout out to Kelly Springer.
I already shouted out Kelly, but shout out Kelly K again. We on.
All right.
And George Daniels, make sure, you know.
All right. Well,
make
again,
sure you get to tune in when that documentary drops.
Cool. Well, God bless you, buddy. Again, thank you guys all. And thank you all for tuning in. Again, I'd like to end up my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Peace.